We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
And the lady was like, oh. And I was like, what? And she goes, I don't know. There's like a smell or something coming from
dead
the dog.
Mole smell.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my dog's rolling around in a dead mole. And she's like, I got to check the computer for 1 second. I think she was like checking to see if that was allowed. Let go! Stop it.
Well, it might be getting that time.
Chrissy, right? I know. I tried to call the vet yesterday again and he gave me... That's what he said. He's like, you're an alien that wants to kill his dog. I feel like a dog murderer.
They are always yelling.
Why is everybody always screaming on this show?
The other guy's worse. They're not showing him right now, but the other guy is worse. I mean, he literally just, his eyes pop out of his head and he yells.
I think that's just his natural state. Awesome. And he doesn't talk in English. It's like so southern. It's like, well, you're down on the creek and y'all is all about the sun. It's only I got to start shooting.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Oh yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. Hi, I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. It's not for everyone, but fact, news, or fiction is guaranteed in 30 seconds or less. Or your money back. Go to the brand new TCB... Go to the brand new, not new, could be new, the old new website,
tcbpodcast.com. Old school's back again.
It's old school, back again. To Rick it, check it, let's begin. All right, so here's the story about the website, because we already have one comment in within an hour of the website, and let me explain.
Okay.
We're getting a brand new website, a brand new website. We changed the website, we like to change it like once a season, right? Or so far, once every season, we've changed it.
Yes.
The original website was just fine. Did exactly what we needed it to do. It updated all the time. The videos were current. The audio was current. Just kind of did all this on its own. Place to contact us. All that good stuff. But it didn't look as great as we want. Looked not very professional, right? I mean, it does what it needs it to do, but it's not the best website
in the
world.
It was a starter.
It was a starter website.
Yeah.
And we had no idea that the podcast was going to have 50 listeners in episode, you know, on episode number 252.
I mean, we're crashing the internet.
We are heading towards 53 listeners.
We're heading towards a crash for sure, one way or the other. Yeah.
We're almost TMZ size, the website. So then the season two comes and we make a website and we don't like that website at all. So we quickly adjust for season three and Astrid, we go get a bunch of pictures taken that we only used one of. The guy was lovely. He did a really great job, but we didn't like any of them. So we only used one of the pictures. So Astrid builds this new website because Astrid's good at design.
She really is.
But she's not. Admittedly not like a website development person.
Yeah.
It's just a whole different animal altogether.
It's only so far you can go because I know I've helped Jeff with his Terminus.com.
TerminusRecords.com
website. TerminusRecords.com.
Astrid invoiced TerminusRecords.com for 50 divided by 1,077 cents. How many was that? Two mentions? That's $1.44. Sorry, hon.
He's got a website. Yeah, I can only take it so far.
Yeah. That's it. And Astrid's running into the same thing. You get on those platforms like Wix or, you know, whatever it is.
Squarespace.
And WordPress.
This episode brought to you by Squarespace. Yeah,
this episode brought to you by Squarespace. They have no idea that we're sponsoring us, but thank you, Squarespace. So she gets within the confines of her limitations. And really, we need like a real deal, big boy and girl, big he, she.
This is what they do. Them.
This is what they do.
Yeah.
And so we contact.
This is actually probably their third job as well.
They actually make money doing what they like to do. So we contact them. They're very nice. We get into an engagement with them. But we're a little concerned that the third website is not holding up under the weight of all the traffic. Because it's like, if you look at it on a phone, it looks this way. If you look at it on a screen, it looks this way. Safari and Chrome. So Astrid takes down the old website and puts up the original first starter website that we had.
Oh.
Just in the meantime, for the next couple of months while we get this
the
very professional company to do this. Within So I'm looking at the website. Like, she changes it one night, and she's like, look at it, just make sure everything's good. And I'm looking at it before I'm going to bed, and I'm noticing that there are a lot of comments on the website, but those comments are from, like, 3 years ago, right? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, look at all these old comments we had from these original people that were listening to us. I wonder, probably none of them are still listening
to the
commercial.
Yeah, they fell off.
Yeah. It's a constant butter churn around here. I say, oh, okay, that's interesting. Astrid, I get up the next morning. Astrid and I are having our morning, you know, conversation about how much longer is this podcast going to last?
That's Jeff and I do as well. Yeah. I'm like, longer. Just give me a little more time.
Just a couple more days, hon.
Give me a couple more months.
600 more episodes and I know we're going to make it. She's like, you were on a 2-year timeline. And you're 4 years past that. It took you 3 years to figure out the microphones. Now you bought new microphones. What? Our children have to eat. So I'm like, you know, we're having our morning conversation about TCB. And she goes, craziest thing, somebody actually recognized that the website is like went back to the old version. And within hours, they wrote. They were like, hey, is this the old new version or the new version or the new old new version of the website?
It's for you to find out. It's a choose your own adventure.
That's right. At any day, we could put up the old crappy website. Or we could keep the new crappy website. We don't know.
We like to keep people guessing.
Yeah, we like to keep them guessing. So if you're curious about what happened to the website, there you go. Probably nobody's listening to this anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's freezing fucking cold in Georgia.
I know.
Woo. It's crazy.
38 this morning.
You know how I know that it's cold outside? Because it's car starting season. That's what I call it. Car starting season. And you know what happens? This happens.
Mommy. Ryan.
Huh? Is something wrong? Are you having the baby? What's going on?
It's cold.
Oh. Okay, great. Thanks for the weather update.
I know, but I don't want to go out in the car.
And I'm like, okay. So I got to get up.
Yeah, put your slippers on.
Of course I do. I'm like, okay. She's got the kids
your
and
joggers.
Everybody. Yeah, my joggers. She's pregnant. Like, I go outside.
Of course.
It's fucking cold, man. It's like 38 here in Georgia, and 38 is cold for Georgia.
It is.
Really cold. Mm-hmm. And
sometimes it doesn't even get that cold in December.
Our weather's so, I mean, it's going to be 90 on Christmas Day. And then three
Jeff
days
and I
later, it's
going
to be 22.
Swimming in a pool.
I know.
Like at the Ritz in Georgia.
Yeah.
A few years ago before COVID, we were like, we're just the two of us. We're going to go to the Ritz, just, you know, newlyweds, spend some time. And we go out there and it is so warm. And they had a full blown pool open and we were diving in that thing.
Yeah.
We
Like,
wee, it's Christmas.
By the way, just noticing that story that Chrissy doesn't need a lot to be happy. She just needs a Ritz Christmas.
I do like a Ritz Christmas.
Oh, that Ritz is really nice too. Astrid and I went there one time. We mortgaged our home to go there one time.
It's not that bad.
I'm kidding. So yeah, it's just like this crazy. And I know that every single city out there has this same trope, right? Just stand around for 2 hours and the weather will change, right? Everyone says that about every weather pattern out there. And I've heard it in every city that I've been to, except for Los Angeles, where it's just the same temperature every day. But it's true about Georgia. There's really two seasons. It's hot or it's cold. That's it. There's only two options. Now, we had like an extended fall here that lasted for like
gorgeous.
3 weeks, and it was gorgeous.
70s.
I've never.
60s at night, 70s during
the
day.
Day.
Blue
lovely.
Skies.
Yeah.
But so beautiful. Everybody's just freaking going wild.
Man, the atmosphere.
Partying.
Yeah. But it was like the atmosphere farted yesterday. It was like one big fart, like one big strong wind. And now all of a sudden it's fucking freezing cold. And I don't like cold weather. Just don't like it, Chrissy.
No, well, that's why it's going to be in the 70s this weekend.
Oh, good. More schizophrenic behavior from our weather pattern here in Georgia. But
blame
I don't.
Glenn Burns.
But we shouldn't complain, because the truth is that we have been blessed with a lot of rain. We should be very grateful of when a lot of the world is trying to get water.
True.
We have a ton of rain, which makes it hard to do some things, but whatever. I'm not going to complain. And we did have an extended fall this year.
Yeah, you do donuts in the yards for Halloween.
Yep.
It'll spew mud everywhere.
That's right. When really Blue's doing donuts in the dead mole outside, she's still doing it. I had to go get her a haircut.
I know. I saw
had to go
that.
Get
I
her
saw that she was freshly
trim.
Cut.
Well, let me tell you something. It did not go unnoticed by the people at PetSmart what was going on with that dog, because I brought her in, and the guy, you know, they do like the 5-point inspection like they do on a car with the dog to make sure it's not broken when you take it in.
Yeah.
Like lifting her up, feeling her chooch out, like, you know, looking in her ears, doing the whole number. And the lady was like, oh. And I was like, what? And she goes, I don't know. There's like a smell or something coming from
dead
the dog.
Mole smell. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my dog's rolling around in a dead mole. And she's like, I got to check the computer for 1 second. I think she was like checking to see if that was allowed. I feel like I'm so such a bad doggy parent, you know? I bring Nico in. He's got like one eye's drooping with blood and he smells like a dead fish. And I bring Nico in. Chrissy, I swear to God. I swear to God, this is true. Nico is, we've talked about this ad nauseum. I'm not going to talk about it again. He's got doggy dementia. And so yes. He can't hold. He won't hold, or he doesn't know how to hold, or he's refusing to hold any of his bowel movements anymore, right. Bladder or bowel movements. Mm-hmm. So I take Nico every time, and this has been going on, by the way, since the day we got him. Whenever we take him somewhere, he's going to have to pee and poop immediately. So now I've learned that I take him outside my house and let him do his business before we get anywhere. So right. I take him outside.
That's smart.
He pees for like an hour. Smart. Pet smart. I'm being pet smart. Take him outside. He's doing his
business.
You
need to film this stuff for the PetSmart people so that when something bad happens, you could be like, look, no, I'm a good parent.
Yeah. Chrissy, and then when we get to PetSmart, which is less than 10 minutes away, they have like this big green pee pad outside. And so I take him again and he pees. So now he's peed. He's twice. He's pooped. Okay, good. I'm like, okay, we've emptied the tank here. We walk into the PetSmart.
He throws up.
I'm dragging Nico. I realize I'm dragging Nico along because he's waddling like this as shit's just falling out of his butt. He's making this little trail across PetSmart. And then he starts peeing all over his own leg.
Oh, Brian.
I wanted to like explode. Oh. I was like, Nico, no. The guy came. He cleaned it up. He was so nice. He's like, it happens all. Not like my other experience at PetSmart where they pointed me to the paper towels and we're like,
there they are.
There you go. So then 2 hours later, they call me. It's time to pick up Nico and Blue. And I'm like, okay, no problem. So I come, I pick up Nico and Blue. I am not standing there 5 fucking seconds. And I the lady's talking to me. I've already paid. And I go to pick up my foot to turn around to leave. And I splash. And it's Nico is like bent down on the floor, just like this incessant, this like never ending stream of piss coming out of him. And I'm like, oh my God, Nico, stop it. So I'm dragging him along in his paws in the piss all the whole way. And then the lady's like, oh, it's okay. I'll clean it up. Don't worry about it.
He's
second,
old.
Nice lady. He's old. And then as we're walking out the door, another dog walks in. Nico shits again. He just like lays, he just like bends his butt down and shits. And I'm like, oh my God, Nico! Stop it.
Well, it might be getting that time.
Chrissy, right? I know. I tried to call the vet yesterday again and he gave me that's what he said. He's like, you're an alien that wants to kill his dog. I feel like a dog murderer. I called him yesterday. I'm like, you gave him that medicine for his back.
You're being kind.
Yeah.
Is what you're being.
No, I'm trying to I'm trying to give the doctor every sign that I want to put the dog in a place where he's comfortable.
I mean, you just
which is
you
heaven.
Make the call, right? You're the one who makes the call.
I can't say it out loud.
How you
can't
make the appointment. Or did you call about the people with the that come to the house?
I found a place where the people come to the house. Mm-hmm. I have not called them yet. But it also says you have to have, the vet has to sign off on that paperwork. Like that a veterinarian has, at least this one that I saw, that the vet has to sign off on this paperwork. They just don't come and kill your dog for free. That's not what happens.
No, they're not doing it for free.
No, I mean, they just don't come and put the dog down unless there's an actual reason and it's been certified by a vet. Now, here's the other thing that I call the vet. And I'm like, he gave him some medicine for his back. It's not working. The dog's hurting. So I'm like, hey, listen, doc, like he's really hurting. He's really he's really uncomfortable and nothing is good around here. He's peeing, he's pooping, he's biting himself. He's doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think? Well, I think we could try him on some morphine and that'll probably squeeze another couple weeks out of him. And I'm like, he's not a Toyota doctor. I don't want to squeeze a couple extra weeks out of him.
I know.
I just want to let him go in peace. Just please let him go in peace. And I know I'm supposed to, I know I should call and just say, doctor, it's time for my dog to go to doggy heaven before he becomes so miserable that he's already there. He's sleeping 22 hours a day. Like the dog is not, there's no fruitfulness going on in his life.
Yeah.
But I'm just a chicken shit. I just don't know how to say it out loud.
Well, you better do it close to now.
I know.
Because the baby's holidays too.
I'm not worried about the holidays. I'm worried about the baby.
Well, also, you don't want
to. Yeah, I don't want a baby here while the dog's shitting all over the place.
No, Ashley's going to be walking around, slipping and sliding and peeing poop.
She's already slipping and sliding and peeing poop. Hey.
Hey.
Real quick, I got an idea. It's getting close to Halloween.
Yes, it is.
And monsters, goblins, and ghouls. We all love it. My son was watching Nightmare Before Christmas the other day for the first time.
I thought you were saying Nightmare Before Elm Street.
He would if he could. Mm-hmm. You know, he's like, Dad, is it scary? I'm like, yeah. He's like, can we watch it? And I'm like, no. Because I'm scared. I don't want to scare. I don't even know how to tell the vet it's time to go. So I thought, in preparation for Halloween, that you and I should just take a gander, just because we can, because it's one of the things we like to do. We'll have a little fun. And we'll visit our boys on the mountain chasing the monsters.
Huckleberry
number 13.
Yeah. Huckleberry the 13th.
You guys got to find someone else to talk about. What do you say we do a mountain monster?
I say we get into it.
I was trolling on the internet.
As I like to do.
And the boys from the mountain monsters are back again. And this time, they have an eyewitness to something very, very strange indeed. And they have a video to prove.
Billy caught it on video?
Billy caught it on video. Well, no. The eyewitness caught it on video. Billy didn't get shit on video. What do you got? What's going on over here? Why are y'all making fun of me all the time? They told me not to catch anything on video. It's in my contract. Mac and cheese, Doritos, and big gulps. That's what I'm supposed to do. Feed these boys. So the boys are back again.
Well, what's his name really slim down there?
What you can't see is there is a cow on the screen. Like, I just changed the screen over to the video, and there's like a milk cow on the screen in a pasture. Yeah, he's not, he didn't slip down, just to let you know.
Hey, cats and kittens, welcome to the commercial break. Inside the commercial break, hit us up with your comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas at one of two places. Either 661-237-8296. You can text us or leave us a voicemail there. Or you can send us an email through the website. Just go to tcbpodcast.com and hit the contact us button. While you're there, you can listen to all the audio or watch all the video right from one location, tcbpodcast.com. Do us a favor. Take a listen to our sponsors. And if you're ever in the market for their products or services, you could use the URLs or the specialized codes we drop inside of those ads. But you don't have to spend money to love on us. You can always leave us a review, a rating, or a comment on your favorite podcast player. Take 2 minutes. If you send us a screenshot, I'll send you some swag. At The Commercial Break on Instagram or TikTok and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. So after you listen to it here, go watch it on YouTube and get an extra laugh you can put in your stash. We're going to hear about those sponsors now, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Here we go. The boys of Mountain Monsters talking to an eyewitness.
Back again.
We're getting ready to meet with a man named Felix, who we believe might have some information on that old barn.
Hey! How you guys doing?
Right. Is it just me, or does Felix look like the guy from Breaking Bad?
He does!
He's like the guy who owns Pollo Loco or whatever it is. What's that guy's name? Not Heisenberg. Gustavo. Is it Gustavo?
Yeah.
Gustavo Fring. Gustavo Fring.
Gus Fring.
Gus Fring. Yes. That's right.
Need all the information we can get.
There's some nice country in here.
Man. I'm just proud of myself when I remember something.
I know, me too.
I'm like, woohoo!
Earlier today, I couldn't remember one thing, and then I was like, okay, wait, I got it.
I got it. I'm so proud of myself. I feel like telling my wife. I'm like, hey, honey!
I remembered something.
I remembered your name!
I love this country. I love this country. You see the cows out there?
Oh, tons of them.
Yeah.
And you could smell the hogs.
Well, I wasn't sure if it was the hogs or Huck, but...
Whoa!
Is there those hogs or Huck?
Those boys, the boys of Monster, man.
I know. I'm going to take a picture so I can put it on Instagram.
Those boys are funny. Those boys are funny. Let's put some goofy music behind it.
Where I'm from,
that's fighting stuff.
I'll stop it for you so you can take your picture in the middle of the show.
I know, but it's for Instagram.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I pretty well come from the same neighborhood, you know?
Racism's so funny. Soft racism's funnier than hard racism.
God.
Felix, there's two things we'd like to know. How'd you get...
Tell us about your dick.
What are your subscribers on Pornhub?
Have you ever fucked one of these cows? Yeah. That's what we want. Which one of the milking cows is for fucking? I just have this picture of Huckleberry behind a cow. Like, oh, the job has its advantages, boys.
Down to that old barn, and what all do you know about it?
Yeah, I can help you with that. About three.
Thanks, Felix. Yeah, I can help you with that. He's very polite.
He is. Very nice.
Weeks ago, toward the end of the day, I went to get some more hiking in. And what I did, I started walking down a little trail, and as I
wanted to get some more hiking in, so I decided to do some more hiking.
My Apple Watch was saying, yeah, keep going, keep moving.
200 steps from 10,000.
Did I saw a little water. And I thought that maybe if I just continued to walk down there, it may turn into something where I can get me some catfish.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I know all about catfish. Fried catfish, buttered catfish, filleted catfish, catfish au fish au filet. I know all kind of catfish.
I've been catfish.
I am a catfish.
Yeah. So I followed it. And as I did, right over to the right, there was this, you call it a barn. I don't know what I want to call it.
I call it the whacking barn.
You call it a barn. I call it a house of murderous horrors. There was blood coming out of the front door. It's kind of like a barn, only there's a lot of screaming, yelling, and murdering going on there.
But as I get, say, about 40 yards from it, I could start hearing something going. Is this pounding?
Felix got down to that barn, and he said he could hear this sound. It was like a bam, bam. What the hell?
It's like a whacking tree. It's gonna like, did you see? It's like a joke that goes on too long. He just keeps tapping his legs.
Have you heard of bam, bam? No, Huckleberry.
You know Huckleberry. Huckleberry's never, he's not one, he doesn't suffer fools easily, Chrissy.
No.
Who could make a noise like that coming from a barn out here in the middle of nowhere?
Once you started hearing those noises,
anything?
What'd you do?
Yeah, anything? A person hammering something? A door closing? Dog's tail wagging?
What in the world could make a noise like that?
What in the world could make a noise? What could make a clapping noise like that in the middle of nowhere? Someone clapping?
Well, first thing, I'm trying to figure out what it is. So I
it's me. I've been over here the whole time.
Billy.
I'm doing a little whacking. Well, we got a break. I don't know if you guys mind.
What I do, I just take my cell phone out and record it. At least maybe I could get some noise. I'd be able to do something. As I pull my cell phone.
I know the music.
I took out my cell phone so I could do something.
Oh, no. I looked up. it made the curly hairs on my head turn up. I can't tell you what it...
It's making my short and curly stand on end right now. Uncle Bear's like, I got a boner just thinking about it. Another unsolved noise mystery.
Was. I'm a professor. I believe in logic. But logic stopped right there.
When my curly hairs curl.
Logic stops right below the belt. And that's when cock magic takes over. That's when the magic whacking stick takes
that's
over.
That's when the magic really happens.
Yeah, that's right, boys. I'm a professor of love.
Did you say you have a recording of this?
I have a recording of it, yes.
Can we see it?
Yeah.
No, you can't, Huck. You brought all the 75 camera guys over here and probably interviewed this guy three times, so you cannot see the video that he recorded.
Yes, yeah. You can see it.
Felix said he's got a video of what he's seen down there at that old barn. We've got to see this.
Felix said he got a video of what we've seen down there in the old barn. We got to look at this. Could you hold the microphone closer? My throat's starting to hurt.
Why are they always yelling?
They are always yelling.
Why is everybody always screaming on this show?
The other guy's worse. They're not showing him right now, but the other guy worse. I mean, he literally just, his eyes pop out of his head and he yells.
I think he's actually, I think that's his, just his natural state. And he doesn't talk in English. It's like so southern. It's
we're down on the creek and the shot is on the fence of sun. It's only, I got to start shooting.
Here is where it starts.
Listen.
First of all, that sounds nothing like a clap.
No.
That sounds like a rattling.
Yeah, it sounds like maybe an owl was stuck in the attic.
Yeah, but it's not an owl, Chrissy. Okay. But you're about to see what it is.
I can't wait.
For the first time ever on Mountain Monsters,
they
have video of something. It's lobster legs. Can you see it?
No.
I know it's a little hard to see on this because of this camera angle, but look, they're lobster legs.
Oh, it's a crustacean.
Yeah, it's a crustacean in the middle of the wagon tree. I mean, honestly.
Middle of the wagon barn.
Yeah, these guys, this show takes it. This show is so funny. They do the craziest stuff.
I mean, they could have magnified a cockroach legs and just gone with that.
What I really think it is I think it's Billy with a couple of puppet lobster legs.
Damn, that reminds me, all you can eat red lobster $9.99 on Friday nights. We saw those lobster legs. And we had to get to Red Lobster. They have the best cheddar rolls.
They do have the best cheddar biscuits.
Those cheddar biscuits were calling my name.
And if you're still with this episode of the commercial break, we apologize in advance for all the screaming.
I had to get out of there.
After seeing Felix's...
No, because anybody would stay around. The weird lobster legs crawling out of the barn.
Video. I don't know what the hell to make of this thing. What the hell did that man walk into?
What you gonna do?
Well...
Well,
we've seen a lot. This is too much for us.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of things in our time.
We haven't seen a lot of things in our time.
Yeah, actually, we thought we were going to see a lot of things in our time. But I think this is too scary for even us. We were just kidnapped a couple weeks ago, and it didn't sit well with the rest of the crew. So, sorry about your lobster leg guy. You should probably stay away.
Pretty good question.
If I hadn't found that stream, there's no way I would have been able to get to that house.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. You know, water goes downhill and it will cut a trail.
Yes, it will.
That's science. Makes a lot of sense. Follows world history. These guys are experts at everything.
Where you need to be.
Well, Felix, we appreciate your information, whether we like it or not.
Our next step, we need to go find...
We're going to take a smoke break and be right back on Mountain Monsters, this episode of Mountain Monsters.
You guys want some more cheddar biscuits? We sure do.
That stream that Felix took.
Be careful.
That could be our ticket to get down to that old barn.
I don't care for this.
They've got wedgies.
I don't care for it one bit.
They got wedgies because they are incredibly immense men. Like,
they've got overall wedgies.
Huckleberry's got to be 6'7". Like, and he himself is probably 260 pounds. He's not like a fat guy, but he's a big boy.
He's a big boy, yeah.
The guy in the middle, which I've never known his name, wasn't he like hypnotized by the devil one time or something? He's a bit actor in this particular show, but he does his part. He's pretty big. Like, if you saw him on the street, you'd go, that's a big boy, but...
He's got the biggest wedge.
Yeah, but whatever, you know, Huck number one, or whatever they call it, Buck is huge.
Oh, yeah.
He's huge.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
Come on, Buck, we don't want to lose you, buddy.
Whatever, or whoever... Put that structure in that track. Man, I'm sick and tired.
Here's that guy.
Here's that guy, John.
That guy.
Yeah. Now we're moving over to it.
Look at it. Hold it. I mean,
Now we're moving over to storyline number two, which is John and the other guy, whoever the other guy is. We don't know. There's a rotating cast of characters that come on this show. They're trying to trap something in a different part of the woods.
These shenanigans in our trap.
He's the yeller.
Stop.
We got shenanigans in our trap. I done dig shovel.
Today.
We're going to dig us a hole from wall to wall.
Okay.
We'll build us a false floor right over top of it.
He steps there. Kablow! Me and
Bob. Kablow!
I wonder if that's how he's at, like, during.
Sex.
When he jizzes.
Kablow! I'm going to dig a hole right here around your vagina, and then when my dick gets in it, kablam!
Oh, my God.
Hot tartar sauce all over. Woo!
You need a cheddar biscuit after that.
He'll give you a cheddar biscuit. He's got one for you, Chrissy.
Fortify this trap. Whatever steps its foot through that door, it's there to stay.
Well, that's some dirt loosening right there.
I could just almost hear his shoulder being thrown out as
they're digging a hole, by the way. And the one guy's looking at him like he's like it's there's porn involved or something. He's like, oh, that's some dirt loosening right there. I haven't seen anybody shovel like that since my fifth grade teacher took me out back. Dig a hole.
Come on, right in here. Oh, yeah, home run, dude.
We just got this hole finished. The next step is, I'm going to put across the top some breakaway limbs.
Yeah, don't push on that hard, Willie. Maybe it'll break.
Now that we got these breakaway limbs in place, we're going to raise up the roof and set that hair trigger.
Riff.
Slide this rope right through here, and this works as a pin.
How many times do you think they've actually captured something? Like, me and my brother used to do this back when we were like 12 in the backyard. Mm-hmm. We never once caught nothing.
No.
Nothing. And these guys haven't either.
No, they haven't, but they're going to try again.
Well, the show gets more ridiculous as it goes on. So I'm holding out hope because this is really the first time we've ever seen like an actual monster or a picture
legs.
Of a monster. Yeah, crab legs. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of that time I went on a Disney cruise and people were fighting for crab legs.
That's
it's
right.
A similar sound. It's a similar sound with a similar sized man trying to get at the crab legs.
Now he's up on that. See, that's just enough right there to hold that. Once this breaks away, it pulls on this. Once it pulls on this,
whoo!
Now that we got that trigger in place, all we got left to do is throw a little camouflage across the
Willy.
Top of it. And we're getting ready to catch ourselves a kick.
Trap builder. I wish I said Willy Trap Dancer or Trap Rapper.
What? My name is Billy. What?
Yeah.
What was you hear that?
Right away, we're digging that trap. Sometime come around and heard I was there. It's not low.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't. That's exactly
what he sounds like.
Come from over there.
Try to win there, dude. Try to win there.
Brother Willie's working on this trigger. We hear noise about 50 or 60 yards out. I don't know what it is, but it sounds big.
Try to win here. Ain't hard down there, dude. Both places.
We're working toward this noise. All of a sudden, we hear another over to the right. They gotta be two creatures.
I can't be.
Chop, chop.
Oh, guys.
Lobster. Yeah,
there's some lobster claws over here. I got them from the Disney steam bucket. I took him from a bald guy with glasses. Looked familiar. I think he was in Apple's bottom 300 podcast. Hey, guys, just letting you know, that noise is actually a truck backing up into the Walmart right next door. Probably not going to catch anything over there.
That Cherokee death cat. Not two or three of them in here.
It's not safe to be out here right now.
Come on.
All we have is
a Cherokee death cat. This sounds awesome. I want to be a part of this. How do I get in on the Cherokee Death Cat? He said the Cherokee Death Cat.
Death Cat?
Yes. Thundercats, ho!
Safe to be out here right now.
Hey, oh. Listen to what he said.
Right. They gotta be two creasers.
I can't be that Cherokee Death Cat. Not two or three of them in here.
It's not safe to be out here right now.
Come on.
All we have are knives. When you get out of here,
all we has are knives.
It's not safe to be out here. If the death cat finds us, they're attracted to noise.
Camera lights.
Camera lights.
Man, this is some steep ground, guys.
Today, we're going to go out and see if we can't find that creek that Felix took to get down to that old barn.
This is it, gentlemen.
With all the activity at that barn, we have to get down there.
Dive in.
Man, let's jump out into the water. Dive in.
Let's rock it.
Hey, guys, you want to use Google Maps or something? No? Okay. All right, just check it.
Follow the creek.
Just follow the creek, wherever the creek is.
Tell you what, there ain't much of nothing through here other than brush, briars. What in the... Hey, look at this.
Damn.
What is this?
Is that a lobster claw? Could that be discarded?
Look at that! That's stone crab claws, $20 a piece. Chrissy Hoadley ordered them. Chrissy Hoadley ordered 6 dozen.
They were delicious.
These are the extra ones. Left over.
Listen. I hear water down there.
Yeah. It's pretty...
That's me pissing.
Steep hill going down there. Now, I could walk down it, but it'd be a lot more fun to do a hillbilly slide on my rear end than just...
Oh, a hillbilly right slide.
Oh, a hillbilly slide on my rear end. That's a top requested thing in the bedroom at the Green household. It's a hillbilly slide. Astrid loves when I do the hillbilly slide.
Ass down.
Hey, Astrid, I think this requires a hillbilly slide. What do you say?
Well, you guys have had 3 kids. So.
Yeah, there's been a couple hillbilly slides. At least 3. Just sharing. Sorry, mom-in-law.
Blood.
Whoa.
Oh! Oh, Lord.
He went like 2 feet.
Yeah, he went 2 feet. I guess when you have a butt like that, you don't feel much. It's a long way to the actual nerves. You know what I'm saying?
That's
a buck cave.
Come on down. Yeehaw. When Jeff comes down this thing, he's scooting like a dog with worms. You ready, Hug?
Like blue.
Yeah, like blue. No, like blue. They're going to smell like blue. I can only imagine what these boys smell like after a long day of working.
They request a lot of Drakkar no war.
What a ride. A little bit of hillbilly fun.
What a ride. They just went for 2 feet.
This place is wild looking. What is this?
That's the hillbilly butt slide I've ever seen one.
Old stone quarry. See them cut stones? Didn't have water in it.
Well, good news is we found water. Bad news is this is not the trail Felix took. Just a straight rock wall all the way around us. We've got other areas we can look around here. We've got to find a way.
This is a dead end.
We're going to jump into side by side, drive around a little bit. Yeah.
Did they do the hillbilly climb up?
We did the hillbilly climb in the side-by-side.
They called it a side-by-side. The fuck is a side-by-side?
I guess that vehicle they're driving.
I think it's a 4x4. They call it a side-by-side. It's two numbers by the side, 4 and 4. We like to add words to our anagrams. You say 4x4, I say complicated side by complicated side.
Another way to get down to that creek.
Just straight up and down.
This is some rough country. Check this out.
Oh, Felix went rough country back there. He was like, I got to get a hike in.
Yeah, he looked like 10 pounds sopping wet. He looked like the kind of guy who would be taking on these kind of hills and briars. But, you know, the things we do for a free lobster, lobster legs.
Now the side by side, walk over to the edge of the bank and look down. Hell, it's steeper than where we was at.
There's no way he came through here. No way.
You couldn't get a mountain goat to go over there.
Hang on, guys. This is going to get steep.
Hold on, Jeff.
Ho, ho.
We're in a mountain now.
Ho, ho. They're always yelling.
There we are. I see it. That son of a bitch run right over this hill.
They always see it. We don't. Yeah.
Guys, slow down. What exactly did we see? Oh, right. I'm not supposed to see anything. Okay, I didn't see anything. I'm going to turn the camera in the opposite direction and shake it real hard. Is that the kind of footage you want?
That okay. is.
Thanks, guys.
See that? Was that the death cat?
Oh, the death cat. We never get to the death cat part. There's a part two to this, and what I figure is, we'll get to it before Halloween.
Ooh, yeah, scary.
Wait until you see what this actually is. There could be a shot of an actual monster in Mountain Monsters.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath. That's called a segue, Chrissy. I'm trying to do a pull through here. I'm trying to get people to listen to more than one episode.
All right.
But you do listen to more than one episode, which is the crazy part. We did the hillbilly butt slide. Right into a bunch of episodes that you guys love. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Hey, you can do us a huge favor if you want to. Doesn't matter. Whatever. I'm going to pretend like we don't care.
Doesn't matter.
You can leave us a podcast review or a rating on your favorite podcast player.
I care. I would like the reviews. The reviews are so funny.
Yeah. Oh, make the reviews funny.
Yeah.
I love them too, actually. I got to be honest. I do enjoy reading
them. I really
love them. And I especially love when someone has good wit about them.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like a lot of our listeners are pretty funny. And the people who write in emails and, I mean, text messages on 661-237-8296, they're really funny. Keep them coming, guys.
Yes.
Content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, smart-ass remarks. We'll take them all here at the commercial break. And you never know. You might find yourself on an episode of this, the commercial break. 661.
But we won't show you on camera, just like the Mountain Monsters
doesn't
show anything on camera.
That's right. We have the same cameraman that Mountain Monsters
really?
Does. That's right. Because if once we start adding a camera in here, all hell goes to a handbasket. We're sick of wasting episodes on this show. We gotta actually air the stuff that we record. 661, best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O, 661-237-8296. Not a spam text message line. So text us. We'll text you back eventually. TCBpodcast.com, the old, new old website. In case you're wondering, all the audio, all the video, still right there at one location. You can hit the contact us button, still right there at one location, TCBpodcast.com. At the commercial break to find out what Chrissy was taking pictures of all episode long.
I'm going to try and make one more post on Instagram.
Okay, she's going for one more post. So that's what Astrid said, too. She said, I'll make one more post. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak, or you can use the podcast handle now on YouTube. Hit in the search bar. Go at the at symbol, TCB Podcast, and up will come our channel and all the videos associated with it. Full-length episodes a couple days after they air here. They're really funny. You got to go check it out. All right, that's all I can do for today, Chrissy.
I think so, Brian.
So I say I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say.
Bye.